You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today, Jane, we're going to talk about the September jobs report, the economy, and we're going to try to tie it into a positive spin on how that indicates that it'll benefit the commercial real estate market, namely retail, restaurants. I've got some data to share with you. You know, we love data, so
yes,
we can't wait to get that in.
So
there is, I know we've been talking a lot about from the residential market, how there's been a lot of doom and gloom with the rising interest rates, you know, the Fed's coming in and warning of, you know, probably two additional rate hikes. But let's look at the jobs report and the unemployment figures. I got this data from CoStar. There was an article written by Brad Case. He was a prior economist with Fannie Mae, also the Federal Reserve. And basically, I'm going to basically summarize his opinion. Again, I'm not an economist. You're not an economist. So all we can do is we can report. But what he's saying makes a lot of sense. Basically, according to the jobs report for September 2022, there was September added supposedly 263,000 jobs.
Wow.
In the nation, right?
Wow.
So this indicates that the economy is still relatively strong in spite of the rising interest rates. Employment is continuing to rise, which is a very healthy sign. Also, the unemployment figure for September was down to 3.5%, which is pretty low. I guess it came down to like what it was in July. So that's another positive thing. And according to what the article is saying is by adding jobs, it's very healthy, obviously, for the macro economy, which makes sense. More people in the workforce, you got more money being spent, and it's healthy specifically. You need jobs, you need income, and you need consumption. Those are considered three nutrients to make a healthy macro economy.
Okay. I think, Ken, you know, hate it or not, the COVID, the pandemic changed a lot of people's, you know, perception of life, right? And since the COVID, people realized how fragile the life is. So maybe more people going to enjoy more, spend more. You know, if you want to go out eat, why not?
Well, we're going to cover that. You don't spoil my thunder. That was okay. Going to be the latter part of the show, but we actually have data to show that.
You love that.
Yeah, and actually that's another positive thing of the show. When we're going to talk about commercial, there's data. That was going to be the end of the show.
Okay.
You have to spoil
it.
We got some data from OpenTable that we're going to share with the audience about how the restaurant has come back. So COVID, like, again, we said this several times, the interest rates were artificially low during COVID. And nobody would want, and that was something the government basically forced because they had no choice, because to keep the economy going, because everything was being shut down. That was the one thing they could do was maintain the abnormally low interest rates. But again, nobody would want that again to experience COVID again. So that was just something that's, you know, that people have to get used to, that's not going to happen again, because we had a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic that, you know, that forced that. And we'd gladly trade off the 4% to 6% to 7% interest rates to live in a pandemic free normal life. Exactly. So let's talk a little bit how these positive figures help the commercial economy. Well, basically, the rising job figures indicate that, you know, basically what young people were typically doing during the COVID, a lot of people were living at home for longer periods of time. Now, with the increase in jobs, is the economists project that a lot of those jobs are coming with the younger workforce, people in their, you know, mid to late 20s, early 30s. So by having the payroll jobs being created, there's a projection that you're going to create more young households. Basically, mainly, it's a fancy way of saying people are going
to
move out and get their own
place.
The way these economists write it, everything's got to be done. But anyway, by doing that, what do you do when you get your own place? You got to have a furniture. You got to have a TV. You got to have a bed. You buy stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Mr. Case is saying in his article, that basically the healthy jobs report is going to stimulate consumer spending. And what does that do for the commercial market? It helps the retail and it helps the warehouses because people need, when they order things, you need more supplies and retail moves. So it's very, the economy is a very complicated process, and we can't expect to explain it, but that's kind of the simplistic view, that the more people that are making money, the more spending there is, the more it benefits retail and it benefits warehouses. I think that's also why New Jersey has experienced so many a record shortage of warehouses, because there's so much online spending. They need places to store it and ship, and there's just the inventory in New Jersey is documented to be around 1 to 2%, depending on you know what data you gather, which is record low availability.
But listen to this data, Ken, which you love data. That me too feel the interest rate going go keep going up because all this spending is going to push the inflation higher, possibly. Once again, I'm not specialized in the economy study, but the interest rate going further go up. As you mentioned before, that's going to affect residential market greatly, but I have a slightly different opinion on that because it may affect the 100% will affect the residential market, but because the low inventory, I think still is not doom and gloom. It's going down, but it's really relatively reasonable decrease. It's not like what happened 2008 and 2009.
And I think we're experienced this theory in a nutshell by looking at the market in Central Jersey. Namely, what the economist is saying is that it's creating more demand for the increase in the jobs and the payroll workforce has created more demand for housing. And true, that's based on our micro economic of Central Jersey. We've experienced that because over the last 6 months to 9 months, the rental market has gone crazy.
So
I think what they're saying, we can experience that in realistic terms. We see it every day. The rental markets have gone up, I think, 25 to 30%. They're flipping much sooner. It's unbelievable how that market is so hot right now.
I think for the rental market, I have a little bit slightly different explanation of why it happened.
Okay.
Why did rental market go up so high? Very simple. Like you said, microeconomics taught me the supply and demand. It's purely supply and demand. Why? Who's the landlord? In my opinion, there's a big three category. There may be more. I'm just saying largely it's a three category in my own experience. For example, one third, I'm just use the number. It's not an accurate number. I'm just give an example. Maybe the three category, one third is the people who bought the home in 2005, 6, and 7. And even 8, they paid a premium amount. At that time, you can have a 0% down, 10% down, you know, the very last percentage down. And those people had a great job, had a good credit. They don't want to work out, you know, doing the short sale or foreclosure. I mean, short sale, they're not even qualified. If you have a good job income, it's not because you bought a high, you made a mistake and other people have to pay your bill. So in that case, the big chunk of those homeowners, they have to rent it out, to ride it out. Now, the market has been so hot for the last 3 years, this kind of landlord, they pretty much forced to be landlord in first place, right? Because they bought on a high, they couldn't get out, they don't want to bring money to the closing table, so they rent it out. Now, the good time, the property went up, so they would sell, right? That's one portion of the supply, right? Second one is a lot of people they bought it and they want to maybe retire or something because once again the market is high. So if they want to retire in 5 years, per se can, and if they waited 5 years, the market possibly going down, that's just a cycle of life, right? And then they may sell now, get a higher number rather than wait a few years. Because if you wait for a few years, when market going down, whatever the rent profit you make is pretty much gone. And plus, a lot of people really don't have extra money to plan for their retirement, buy a property in out of state, another area, right? So they may have to sell the investment property to get a down payment to purchase. I mean, a lot of new construction in Carolina, in Florida, and other area, right, for the seniors. So they may well have to do that. So that's another chunk of the homeowners want to sell. And if the supply is reduced dramatically and the demand, on the other hand, is increasing, like you said, the job figure, people get a job, they have to move out from home and come, you know, to rent and to buy. Also, during the COVID, a lot of people work from home or they move away. They just doing online. It doesn't matter. You're doing it, you know, down the shore, you know, watch the sunset and to get your job done. Now you have to go back to the office. So obviously you want to be closer to work. Those people have to come back to the market looking for rental or to purchase as well. So that's.
I agree with you, but I think, like what I said, a lot of this does come down to the increase in the workforce because you need the money and the payroll. So that's one element of the whole complex economic cycle, and that's creating the demand. That's why the demand is exceeding the supply, and hence the pricing is being driven up for them.
Absolutely,
rental, yeah.
I totally agree with you. But what I say is, in addition of what you said, maybe the supply has reduced, so the demand, as you said, is going up.
So it creates a perfect storm for the rental price increases. All right,
that's right.
That sounds good. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Prime Real Estate, a standalone building with superior construction quality, a backup generator, and beautiful architectural design is available for sale or for lease. Located in a highly visible location, directly off Route 33 in Hamilton Township, this location is zoned highway commercial, suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and so much more. To find out more, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's 908-337-9448. A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick, is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back. We are discussing how the rental market has gone crazy, and we think basically it comes down to the demand exceeding the supply, and the various reasons for that. Like we covered the increase in the workforce, the young bees wanting to move out and get their own place.
People, it's about time.
About time, right? Also, people having to maybe relocate to be closer to work now that the COVID pandemic has basically come to an end. So the employers are saying, well, you can't be down in Miami and you know, doing the job up in New York. Get back up here to the cold weather and get into the office a few days a week.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different factors. So the employment numbers also show a continued recovery in the leisure and the hospitality services, which is a good sign. So people, meaning that people are spending money on going to restaurants, going traveling. I think we know from the airline industry that the flights are certainly expensive, right? And they're booked pretty well. So that's another positive economic recovery indicator, which is good.
I think it's an indicator also if you lock people up so long and they just want to get out. And especially recent month, the U.S. dollar has been strengthening. So make it relatively cheaper despite of the increase of the air flight ticket. It's still cheaper to travel Europe. I have so many clients share their photos in the WeChat, in the Facebook, in all the social media about their beautiful picture. They in Ireland, they in Germany, they in France, they in everywhere, basically, and having great time. Sometimes I watch their posts. I said, oh, my God. I mean, obviously, we can't go that long because of the job and everything. So, but it's really jealous of them.
Right.
Yeah, they have a great time.
So the Fed is looking at this, and I'm sure their economists are looking at the strength of the U.S. economy and the jobs growth, and they're thinking, well, you know what, the inflation, now they feel comfortable and probably will continue to raise the rates at the two next meetings because they feel the economy can handle it, can take it. Basically, without putting us into a deep recession.
A lot of time, right, Ken? We don't know whether they're gonna put us in recession or not, really, because you read one post, they say yes, one post is no. But at the end of the day, my basic knowledge from the college many many years ago taught me the inflation is a bigger tiger. You know, we have to keep that in control. I remember a long, long time ago, I think 2000 or somewhere down that time, you know, 25 years ago, my mom and I went to Turkey for a dream vacation that time. And I saw $250,000 bill. Yeah. I said to the guy, I said, what's that? What I can get for that $250,000? He looked at me. He said, "Well, you can use that when you go to the bathroom." So a burger is like millions.
Yeah,
it's millions. I thought, "Oh my God, make me feel like."
Well, the important thing is how far did the Australian or whatever currency you were exchanging go? That's the main thing. If your currency is strong, it doesn't matter. Like if the dollar is worth a million, whatever, then it's.
I had to tell you, Ken, I'm such a lucky person.
Then you're really a millionaire in terms of if you live in Turkey, right?
That's right. When I went to Turkey, we had college friends living there. So when we got there, thank God we stayed with them. So this really didn't cost me anything. I only had a very small change. That's why I noticed $250,000. And that was really. Great experience, but inflation is really that's really worried.
Right, and that's why the consensus of the economists out there is that the Fed will most likely raise the rates in the two remaining meetings they have left for for 2022. But again, it's going to depend upon the the CPI data if their prior rate hikes are working or not. If it hasn't curbed the inflation, then there, you can expect additional rate hikes.
Well, I can't wait to listen to more data from you.
Right, exactly, right. So, and again, the other challenge is we live in a global economy. So, obviously, the war in Ukraine and the effects of the energy effects that OPEC and Russia have imposed on Western Europe are affect the economy. Also, the grain is international trade in grains is affected. So that all ties in. But like we said, however, the jobs report, at least for September 2022, for the U.S. economy is healthy, and we'll have to wait and see how the rest of the year
and the next year to pan it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But I have some good news I wanted to share. This was also published on CoStar about some job creations. BMW, the German car manufacturer, they have a plant in South Carolina where they manufacture the cars. Mm-hmm. So they're investing $1.7 billion into the South Carolina plant. They're basically going to invest $1 billion of that money into their existing plant in Greer, South Carolina, to make electric cars. Their goal is to have 6 electric models ready by 2030. And then they're investing the remaining $700 million to construct a new plant about 12 miles away. That's going to be for the battery, where the battery cells are assembled.
Yep.
So there's a lot of money. They expect that's going to create about 11,000 additional jobs for the workers
Carolinas.
In South Carolina. So the governor is very happy about that, and that's some positive news.
How about us?
Well, we have that's true, but that's we're talking on the commercial real estate in general. That's a good sign. What else do I want to say on this? They have an annual capacity of about 450,000 vehicles. So by 2030, since they've opened that plant, they've invested about $12 billion into the economy.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot.
I'm sorry, but that plant has been open for about 30 years, since 1994.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients recently moving to Carolinas. Yeah,
right.
You know, the jobs and the Carolina taxes is a lot of new opportunities out there. And just hope our New Jersey government can find some new niche for our state, create more new jobs and opportunity. Yeah, for our residents.
And it's very interesting because this is how the economy works on a macro level. It's all interchangeable because BMW is going to source their battery supply from this company called Envision AESC, which stands for Automotive Energy Supply Corporation. And Envision AESC was originally started in 2007 as a Japanese three Japanese companies, and I guess Nissan used to be the majority shareholder. And then in 2018, it changed name from AESC to Envision AESC, and Envision is now the majority owner is Chinese. However, they have an existing plant in Tennessee, and they're building another battery plant in Kentucky. So they're putting about $2 billion. They announced in April that they're going to invest $2 billion into the Kentucky plant. So that's going to stimulate jobs. So you have a lot of the economy is globally affected. You have foreign entities involved, but like BMW, like Mercedes, like AESC, they're investing in U.S. manufacturing of their products. So that's a win-win benefit for the United States economy.
I think Tesla probably going to pull back the, their manufacture more back to the state because in Germany they have a lot of difficulty due to the uncertainty in Europe. So I think I heard something Tesla may pull back to produce in America. Yeah.
All right, that's all good. So we promised you something on restaurants, and that's I know dining out is a very
that's my specialty.
One of your specialties. Well, so we know that during COVID-19 that the dining out became virtually extinct, right? There was still the takeout service. There was a lot of cooking, but dining actually in the restaurant, that whole experience basically got put on hold. So now we're more than 2 years later, and we have data from Open Table, which I guess is a site that makes reservations, and they've compiled data that shows that as of October 2022, the in-dining experience based on reservations taken, whether that be reservations made by phone, online, or basically going to the restaurant, has actually has exceeded the levels they were prior to the pandemic back in 2019. Yeah. So that's really an amazing thing. And I think a part of it is, people were restless for 2 years, not being able to do an activity. They got like snowbound. Now they want to go out. They want to recapture enjoy the experience of dining out. So that's a good sign for the restaurant owners that, if you're able to survive the pandemic, that the dining out experience is back in full force. And I think we've experienced that in Central Jersey, the times we've gone out to the restaurants, whether they be, in Edison, East Brunswick, Metuchen, it's all, you see that the, you see the
waiting, the, you wait, have
you
to wait.
See the waiting, which I think people are glad to do now because it shows that the restaurants are good. And that's another healthy sign that the economy, the leisure economy is recovering nicely.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, East Brunswick Township had East Brunswick Restaurant Week, And there's so many restaurants participate. That was a great event. A lot of East Brunswick and surrounding towns residents went out to support the business. And the whole week we eat out one after another, put on so much weight. So now I have to work on how to reduce this weight. But that's a great job. A big shout out to East Brunswick and all the restaurants participate in the restaurant week.
Right. And a big shout out to all the listeners out there that go out and support your local restaurants, your local vendors. Everybody's worked extremely hard. And, you know, the last 2 years were unbelievably hard on so many businesses, especially the small businesses. So whatever you can do to support them is I'm sure they'd highly greatly appreciate.
Absolutely. So,
and I have another stat to share with you. According to the National Restaurant Association, the full-service restaurants are on track to climb to increase their revenue by 10.9% this year as compared to last year, or a total revenue, which you contribute some of it every time you go out, about $289 billion in revenue for the restaurants on an annual basis.
But I think the revenue maybe is before everything taking out, because the labor going up now, the cost of food going up. So the restaurant owners still very hard work.
Of course. This is just the gross revenue. That's just the money that's being that's going to be from the economy that's being funneled into the restaurants, the whole dining experience, based on the data that they collect. I don't know how they assemble it, but that was the report given on there, which is a good sign. It went up. It increased. So
that's a good news.
People are eating more, and that means if you're eating more, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the gym because you got to exercise more. So you got to get back, join that gym, get that exercise. So you see how everything is.
Help each other.
Yeah. It's really true. And on a small scale, we're not economists, but by doing some examples and experiencing it, we see how everything works together on the level, and everybody helps each other out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So we're out of time. Thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you next week.
And go out and join the restaurant and support our local business. Thank you.
Thanks.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com. Or call 732-898-2266.